radio play for this week is entitled The Beauty Bug. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, that educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. The whole population of Goodville is gathered at the station to pay tribute to its leading citizen who is leaving on the 12:10 train.
The train will be here any minute, Dora.
Yes, I know, Mother.
Here, let me straighten your ribbon.
Yes.
Miss Goodville, land sake. To think my daughter's going off to the state capital and represent the town in the statewide beauty contest. And it's quite an honor to be sent, even if you shouldn't win.
Oh, don't be silly, Mother. Of course I'm going to win the state contest. And I win the Goodville beauty contest by the unanimous vote of the judges.
But Goodville isn't as large as the state, though.
Well, I'm not worrying, Mother. Those other girls haven't got three generations of beauty behind them like I have.
Flatterer. Though I must admit, your grandmother and great-grandmother were the most beautiful women in the old country.
Oh, look, here comes Mr. Riley.
She's been very nice to you, Dora, all through the contest here and all.
You've got the grandest plans for me when I win up at the Capitol. You ought to... Oh, Mr. Riley, you're here at last.
You just leave everything to Steve Riley. Well, how are you, Mrs. Mumford?
A little excited, I must admit, but proud of my girl.
That's right and natural, Mrs. Mumford. She's gorgeous. I've handled hundreds of beauty contest winners, but little Dora's the princess of them all.
And I'll be a queen when I come back to Goodville.
Sure thing. Now, Dora, you know what you're going to say in response to the mayor's send-off?
Oh, yes, Mr. Riley. I want to thank each and every one of you.
Save it for the newsreel. Say, I've got some last-minute details to take care of before that train comes in. I'll see you later.
Why, here's Roger come to see you all.
Oh, Roger, how nice of you.
If you knew I'd be down, Dora. Howdy, Mrs. Mumford.
Hello, Roger. Dora, I'm going over and see that they don't forget your trunk.
All right.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
I wanted to talk to you, Dora, before the train pulled in.
Oh, Roger, dear, what's the matter with you? You don't act natural. You look as though this were a funeral instead of a festive occasion.
I feel like it was my funeral.
Oh, darling, what are you talking about?
Well, come into the telegraph office a minute. I want to talk to you.
All right.
Dora, please don't take this train.
What?
Don't leave Goodville today.
Don't leave? Roger, are you fooling?
Look at me, dear. Am I fooling?
No. Well, how can you stand here and ask me?
There's only one reason. I love you.
Love me? I thought you did, Roger, but this doesn't sound like
it. I've never loved you any more than I do this very minute, Dora.
Why do you ask me not to leave Goodville?
Because I don't want you to enter that beauty contest.
Roger, you didn't have any objections to my entering the beauty contest I just won here in Goodville. The contest run by Mr. Riley.
Well, that's true, but
well, he's running the state contest, too.
Yes, but I thought you'd win here, and that'd be all there'd be to it. I was wrong. Now you've got the beauty contest bug.
Oh, Roger.
Oh, don't let it get you. Don't let this smooth-talking publicity man sweep you off your feet.
You leave Mr. Riley out of this. He's been wonderful to me. He has the grandest plan for me when I win this state contest.
I'll bet he has. Personal plan.
If you came here to insult Mr. Riley in front of me, you can leave right now, Roger Hawkins, or I will.
Wait, Dora, wait. Don't go away.
All right, then. Will you stop saying mean things about Mr. Riley?
All right. I'll talk about us. Honey, stay here in Goodville and be Mrs. Roger Hawkins.
Oh, don't be silly, Roger. I can't back out now. The whole town's here to give me a send-off.
A woman can always change her mind, can't she?
Not publicly.
Listen, honey. If you climb on board that 12:10, you may never come back to it.
Oh, Roger, dear, now don't be so melodramatic. What difference can this contest make in our love?
It isn't the contest, Dora. It's what it will lead to.
What are you hinting at?
I'm not hinting. I'm warning you. If you go up there and win this contest...
If I win, of course I'm going to win.
All right. When you win.
That's better.
It'll mean a tour of personal appearances, publicity stunts, more contests. An endless chain. What kind of a home do you think we'd have?
Home?
Can't you see what it'll mean, darling? Drop the whole darn thing.
Well, let me get this straight. You're asking me to give up my chance to be queen of beauty?
I'm asking you to forget all the stuff this guy Riley's been handing out and stay here and become my wife. This upstate contest isn't worth anything.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Oh, that's just like a bank clerk. Always thinking of financial figures. How can you know the worth of beauty?
I know how much you're worth to me, Dawn.
But, Roger, you don't know why I've got to enter this contest.
Well, why?
Folks are saying that I didn't have any competition here in Goodville.
No.
I've got to show them that competition doesn't mean anything as far as I'm concerned.
There she is, listening for the junction.
Train's coming, Dora. Better get up on the stand with me and the mayor.
I'll be right along, Steve.
Okie dokie.
Dora, If you take this train, things can't ever be the same between us.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, Roger, goodbye.
Dora, you don't... You... Goodbye, Dora.
Miss Goodbell, what lady?
Dora, they're calling for you, dear. Yes, Mother, I hear them.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, ain't you going to say a few words?
Yes, he is. You can begin, Mr. Mayor.
Well, wait till I get my specs on.
Let's take off your silk-white hat, Mr.
Mayor. Fellow citizens of Goodville, we are gathered here on this auspicious occasion to do honor to one who honors us. Officially known as Miss Goodville. As I attempted to say before I was so brassily interrupted.
Let's just tell you, Miss Mayor.
Now, fellow citizens, we are gathered together here on this auspicious occasion to honor one who honors us by bearing the fair name of Goodville in golden letters across her brow.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, what's that?
I said yes, the golden letters on across her brow. They're on that ribbon across her chest.
But I can't say that. Seems decent.
Decent or not, that's where the golden letters are.
Well, by bearing the fair name of Goodville in golden letters across her bosom. Dora Mumford, we are proud to have you represent us as Miss Goodville, and we hope you get crowned upstate. That is to say, we hope you get the crown of beauty queen upstate.
Okay, Dora, speak up. Don't forget to face the newsreel boys over there.
Mr. Mayor, friends and neighbors, I want to thank each and every one who has had anything to do with my being sent to represent Goodville. As soon as I am given that crown upstate, I will spread the name of Goodville across the country. I will put Goodville on the map and on every movie screen. Thank you.
Goodbye, Mother. Goodbye, Dora dear. Goodbye and good luck.
Hold it, hold it, Mr. Bell. One more picture here. One more picture. Goodbye. Thank you. Thank you. That, Dora?
Okay. How do I look, Steve?
Knockout, as usual.
Thank you.
You nervous?
Oh, why should I be?
I wouldn't blame you any if you was. I've just come from the parade.
Yeah?
Yeah, most of the girls are ready to tear their hair out for anybody else's that gets in their way.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. You were smart to stay up here in your room until you're due to appear.
Who's on the judging stand now?
Miss New Bradford, number 13.
Uh-oh. Trouble keep away from my door.
She don't feel that way about being 13.
No?
No, sir. She says it won't have anything to do with the way the contest comes out for her, and I think she's right at that. She'll only have her face to blame.
I'm glad I'm near the last. Judges won't be as vague about me as they will be about the first girls they see.
Hey, they're coming to your number now. Let's get going.
All right. Help me on with my cloak, will
you? Okie dokie. And now remember, that old buck with a wing collar is the chairman. Flash your moors at him as you go by.
I told you before, Steve, I don't have to resort to showgirl tactics in order to win this contest.
All right, you don't. But take my advice and do it just the same. And you might give him a little strut and passion like this. Get it?
Steve, well, that's positively indecent.
I don't know about that. But I do know it gets the girls another encore in the barbecue houses.
Going down.
Hey, hold that car, Sonny. Come on, in you go, Dora. Make this an express, kid, and I'll make it worth your while.
Hey, where do we go after we win this contest, Steve?
Dora, you win today, and the next banner you'll wear across your chest will read Miss America 1936.
The Atlantic City contest? On the street?
As honest as they make them, baby.
Oh,
main floor.
Here we are, Dora, at the Lion's Den.
Miss Sanders. Miss Baldino. Miss Barksdale.
They're getting down to me, Steve. Here, take my cloak.
Okay.
Miss Baring Green.
I'm next. Do I look all right, Steve?
Perfect.
Miss Goodville.
Now remember what I told you. Play up to the old buck with a wing collar.
Miss Aurora Harbor. And the last contestant,
Say, Dora, when did you do like I told you? You didn't even look at the old buck in the wing collar.
It was beneath my dignity as a queen.
You sure look regal up there, Dora. Well, we'll soon know the verdict. The judges are comparing notes. Here, Mr. Goodbill, slip on your cloak. I got to get up on that platform and announce the winner.
Here's the judge's vote, Mr. Riley.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the unanimous opinion of the judges that the title of the Queen of Beauty of our fair state goes to the very lovely infant who merits this honored crown in the opinion of the judges. And I'm going to ask this fortunate beauty to step up here. Ladies and gentlemen, the beauty queen for 1935, Miss Genango Fall.
Pete, it can't be true.
Can't be true, huh? You heard the score.
I'm as good-looking as that girl. Oh, Pete, there must be some mistake.
Yeah, the mistake is you wouldn't listen to me. No showgirl stuff for you. That was too indecent for Miss Goodville. Well, you can go on back to Goodville. Miss Chenango Falls has a personality, and she knows how to use it.
Hey, Miss Chenango Falls, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, see that girl over there? Mm. She's been hanging around for a couple of hours. Every time a train goes through, she stared at it until it's gone out of sight. Seems like she's in a trance.
Yeah, I noticed her. Looks like she's screwing up her courage to make a jump. Better keep an eye on her.
Yeah. Well, here comes number 88 West. Let's mean you'll mosey over and stand there, huh?
Right.
Hey, grab her ass.
I got her.
What made you try to do it, miss? A beautiful girl like you.
Oh, what's the use of living? I didn't win the contest. I'm a failure as a beauty, and I can't go home now. They laugh at me. I've quarreled with Roger. He's gone out of my life. I got nothing to live for now.
What gave you the idea of jumping under the train?
These newspaper stories of what's happened to beauty contest winners the world over. This one took poison and... this one caught herself. I couldn't do either, so I thought this was the quickest way of ending it all.
Excuse me, I just thought
it was Roger.
Dora.
Oh, Dora, darling. Oh, thank heavens I found you. I drove to your hotel, but they said you'd checked out.
I'm a failure, Roger. I didn't win.
I heard all about it. Never mind, darling. I told you these beauty contests aren't worth anything. They can't even tell me the name of the girl who won yesterday. Come along, dear.
Oh, no, I can't go back and face Goodville now.
But who said anything about Goodville?
Isn't that why you're here?
No, I've been offered a job with a bank in New York, and you're going there with me.
But, Roger, darling, I don't know anything about running banks.
You don't have to. I'll tend to that. You'll tend to the housekeeping.
This radio drama was suggested by one of the many entertaining stories which appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed from coast to coast with every Hearst newspaper next Sunday. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who has further interesting information to give you regarding next Sunday's American Weekly. Radio play for this week is entitled Reconciliation. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, that educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast.
Do you like this souvenir?
It's Saturday night at the White Kitten Club. It's not all quiet on the cover charge front. And Mona Riley, who is paid to circulate among the tables with a tray of cigarettes and souvenirs 7 nights a week, is doing just that.
Cigarettes and souvenirs? Cigarettes? How about you, sir?
I'm willing.
What brand, sir?
Whatever this pretty little hand is holding.
Here you are, sir. 25 cents. Oh, thank you, sir.
That's for you, not the pirate who runs this place. Now, how about it?
How about what?
How about you and me getting acquainted?
Why not?
No sooner said than done. Here, sit down and rest yourself.
Oh, I'll have to finish making my rounds first.
Okay, honey. And while you're doing that, I'll just go and make a phone call.
Cigarettes? Souvenirs? Cigarettes?
Hello, dear.
Oh, hi.
Sure. Who else were you expecting? Caught you that time, wifey dear.
Where are you?
I'm at the office.
Well, why didn't you come home for dinner?
Man from Los Angeles got in today, and we've been tied up all afternoon. You know how it is, dear. I didn't get a chance to call. Sorry, dear.
Are you coming right along now?
Well, I thought I'd be able to, dear, but I've got an estimate to get out for the first thing in the morning. So don't wait up for me.
Well, I'll call you back in an hour and see how near through you are, dear.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't bother. You see, the switchboard's cut off for the night, and I'll have to come all the way out of my office. You go on to bed. I'll be home as soon as I can.
All right, Clarence. Good night.
Good night, dear. Pleasant dreams. Ah, here you are, honey. Coming back to my table with me?
As soon as I turn in my cap and tray.
I'll be waiting for you.